It is time for the Baseball Insider, Andy Carboni. Baseball Insider Carboni, how's it going today?
Well, I'll tell you, I am trying to get through these Red Sox games, Bill. It's been a tough ride the last week since we last spoke, and certainly going to be a nail-biting situation right to the end of the season, it appears.
Well, it was a rough weekend against the Yankees, and it didn't start off all that great in Baltimore this week, and but you've got some news of a losing streak snapped, right?
Finally last night, Bill, yes, the Red Sox snapped a four-game skid, shutting out the Orioles 6-0. Nathan Eovaldi, his 11th win of the season. Hunter Renfro hit his 30th homer. J.D. Martinez had three hits, including a home run. He drove in three. So the Red Sox are now 89-69. They trail the Yankees by one game for the top wildcard spot in the American League, and just a half a game ahead of the Mariners and a game ahead of the Blue Jays for that second wildcard spot. Tonight, the Sox and Orioles wrap up a three-game series at Camden Yards. Nick Pivetta will be on the mound, so there's plenty of scoreboard watching, obviously, Bill, between the Yankees and the Blue Jays, the Mariners. What are the Red Sox doing? Like I said, it's going to go right down to the wire.
Yeah, you got it. And not much time left in the 2021 regular season for sure. Well, Andy, let's go back and take a look. It was a good run for the Red Sox for a while, but kind of collapsed. So take us back.
It certainly did. The Yankees came to town for a weekend series. They swept the Red Sox three straight on Friday. Yankees pounded the Sox 8-3 as Eovaldi gave up seven runs in just over two innings of work. Rafael Devers did hit a three-run homer in the losing cause. And on Saturday, things looked good for the Red Sox. They were leading going into the eighth inning, but Darwinson Hernandez gave up a grand slam to Giancarlo Stanton with two outs in the inning. Yankees come from behind to beat the Red Sox 5-3. Then on Sunday, yes, the Red Sox were winning in the eighth inning again, but the Yankees scored four times in the eighth, and that included another home run from Giancarlo Stanton. Stanton had 10 RBIs in this three-game series against the Sox. Last Yankees to have that many RBIs in a three-game series at Fenway was Mickey Mantle back in 1954. So the Red Sox had that three-game skid. They head on the road for the final six games of the regular season. It started off on Tuesday night in Baltimore with the Orioles doubled up the Sox 4-2, Chris Sale giving up three runs in just over five innings of work, taking his first loss of the season. Fortunately, the Sox did come back yesterday with that big win, so things tighten up in the wild card race, and we'll see what happens tonight.
You talk about big RBI days against at Fenway Park by opponents. I kind of remember, I don't have the data here in front of me, but for sure I don't, but it was Reggie Jackson, but I think he was with the A's many years ago. He had a huge weekend series and a huge game with all kinds of RBIs, if I'm not mistaken. He burst onto the scene then.
Yep, it was probably sometime in the early 70s. I think, you know, that kind of sounds familiar to me. He might have had like nine RBIs instead of the 10 by Mickey Mantle.
Yeah.
In that series. But I do remember hearing stories about that back in the day. So you're right on spot there, Bill, that's for sure.
Well, possibly. Well, maybe we can Google that. All right. Nesson Plus today, Andy. What do we have for our viewers, our Nesson viewers?
Well, first pitch coming away at 1 o'clock as usual. It's a game you can remember watching, Bill. A game from September the 30th, 1967. Red Sox beat the Twins 6-4 at Fenway. Yaz goes 3-for-4, a home run, 4 RBI. The Sox will clinch the American League pennant the next day. So that'll be some fun watching. It kind of gives a little bit of a reminder to 1967, the way the Red Sox are fighting for this final wild card spot with four teams involved. Back then, they were three or four teams involved for that first spot in the American League to get to the World Series at the end of the 67 season. So a little drama on Nesson Plus today, and you can watch some more drama later on tonight on regular Nesson.
You're right. I suppose the wild card stuff does kind of create a little bit of that that old-time flavor that you had only occasionally in pennant races, for sure. Yeah,
that's the whole point of these wild cards. And, you know, rumor has it they could add another wild card like they did last year down the road to add even more excitement.
You know, I'm thinking, you talk about success, I think we should add another Baseball Insider. I mean, what a success this has been. All right, Andy, Major League Baseball news. What happened this past week?
Well, back on Thursday, the White Sox clinched the AL Central, their first team to clinch the division title this year. The Cardinals, they won their 12th straight. Then on Friday, the Cardinals won their 13th and 14th in a row, sweeping a doubleheader against the Cubs. Cardinals setting a franchise record for a winning streak. The Giants became the first team to win 100 games this year. On Saturday, the Cardinals made it 15 wins in a row, and the Rays clinched the AL East title for the second year in a row. On Sunday, yes, the Cardinals won again 16 in a row. The Brewers clinched the NL Central title. On Monday, Indians outfielder Bradley Zimmer hit a home run off his older brother, Royals pitcher Kyle Zimmer. It's the fourth time in Major League history that A brother has hit a home run off his brother. Last time it happened was 1975 when Joe Niekro hit a home run off his brother Phil. What's interesting there is that was two pitchers going against each other. And also, this was the last home game for the team known as the Indians in Cleveland. Next year, of course, the team is going to be called the Guardians. Tuesday night, the Cardinals clinched the second wildcard spot in the National League while winning their 17th straight game, the longest winning streak in the National League since the New York Giants won 16 in a row back in 1951. Royals catcher Salvador Perez on Tuesday night hit his major league leading 47th home run. Then last night, the Cardinals' 17-game winning streak came to an end as they were shut out by the Brewers. But before the game, the Brewers announced that their top relief pitcher, Devin Williams, will miss the remainder of the season after he broke his hand punching a wall during the team's celebration after clinching the NL Central title. Don't know why he'd be punching walls after celebrating an NL Central title, but that's going to cost the Brewers down the road, apparently. The Rays clinched home field advantage last night throughout the playoffs in the American League. The Giants won their 104th game. That's the most for the team since it relocated to San Francisco back in 1958. Blue Jays second baseman Marcus Semien set the record for home runs in a season by a second baseman with 43. Davey Johnson of the Braves hit 42 back in 1973. And Royals catcher Salvador Perez hit yet another home run, giving him 48 on the year, but he did sprain his ankle falling down the dugout steps after the home run. Question B, will he play the rest of the season and possibly get to 50?
Andy, these are some unusual injuries this week in baseball, huh?
Yeah, definitely. You know, spraining ankles, coming in from a home run, punching walls during celebrations. What is going on next down the road? We will see.
The world is upside down. Hey, coming down the stretch here, Andy, how do you see this wild card thing playing out here? I know the Red Sox, we've been talking about the favorable schedule that they have coming down the last week here, but...
Yeah, but anything can happen. You got to play the games. You can't just go by what's going on paper, that's for sure. But I still give the Red Sox, believe it or not, Bill, an edge to get into one of the two wild card spots. Again, the schedule is a factor. The Red Sox just have to take care of business and beat the weak sisters in baseball at this point. That's one more game with the Orioles and then three over the weekend with the Nationals in Washington. The Yankees, they have to play the Rays this weekend, another game against the Blue Jays tonight. So they definitely have a tough road ahead. It would be very interesting to see the Mariners get into the wild card. That's kind of a long shot, I think, at this point. Still could happen, but we'll have to see. The Mariners, they haven't been to the playoffs in over 20 years in some fashion. So, it'd be nice for Seattle to see how that all plays out. And then you could run into a situation, Bill, where there's a tie for the wild card, one of the two spots, and there'd have to be an extra game played on Monday. Kind of like back in 1978 when you had an extra game played for a team to go into the playoffs with the Red Sox and Yankees. So we can root for chaos the last 4 days of the regular season and give us as many ties and as possible and have extra games. And you have to do this to do that to get into the playoffs. So, we'll keep it interesting, that's for sure.
Well, if there's chaos, we'll have to call Get Smart and get us out of that. Another reference back to the 60s, I think. There we go.
And that'll be right on after the Red Sox game on on Nesson Plus this afternoon. You can watch an old episode of Get Smart.
Yeah, right after the Beverly Hillbillies or whatever. Absolutely. All right. Andy, always good stuff, and we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
Baseball insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSO NewSports.com.